So according to DJ Academics, our trusted news source, apparently Tory Lanez shouted dance bitch right before he started shooting at Meg Thee Stallion's feet.
Okay, hold on. Kevin, bleep my laughs.
Beep, 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 beep.
I mean, that's what if, listen, I said this when it happened. I was like, was he trying to make her, was he doing like the cowboy like dance thing?
Like the whole K Corral, like we in a duel, now you dance.
Dance, boy. I knew it. Why would you shoot somebody in the foot? You shot me in my pinky toe.
Yeah, I thought that was that. I mean, that's the most nuts headline I've read in my probably in my entire lifetime. I thought it was pretty crazy to tell somebody that. But I guess, you know, alcohol is a hell of a drug. Emotions and tempers were flaring, I'm sure. And he's wild and immature, so I'm sure it happened.
Yeah, and he's 5'2".
And he's 5'2". And he's very, very bald, which is unfortunate for him.
Yeah. And so, listen, I'm just going to say this because I'm sure there is probably a gentleman listening to this podcast right now who is 5'2".
And bald.
And bald.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you something, sir. Y'all be wilding.
Yeah.
Y'all be, I don't know if the air is too thick down there.
Or too thin.
Too
I don't
thin,
know.
Maybe. It's thin up here.
Yeah. That's true.
But down there, I don't know what y'all be. I don't know what y'all be up to, but the y'all air, be wilding.
The air is just right for me, FYI, for average height males in America.
Mm-hmm. The air is thin for me. I'm lightheaded constantly.
You have to walk around with one of those airplane oxygen masks in your back pocket just in case running or.
Yeah, just in case the pressure drops.
Yeah,
and I start feeling some turbulence.
But that's the only mask you'll wear.
Who had the joke? I think it was Monique who had a joke. Like, it was a joke about punching down. Honestly, before his time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like skinny people can talk. Fat people can talk about skinny people all day, but skinny people can't talk about fat people. Short people can talk about tall people all day, but tall people can't talk about short people.
Now, see, those things are I see those things as different.
Well, no, a lot of short dudes have a real complex about that.
No, I believe it.
Tory Lanez.
But I don't feel like tall people punching down at short people is not the same as skinny people talking about fat people, is it?
I don't know if it's the exact same, but it's close.
Because there's nothing you can do to make yourself taller.
All right, you walking on thin ice. You're walking on broken glass, like the Eurythmics say.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Annie Lennox.
Annie Lennox? Oh, yeah.
It wasn't just the Eurythmics. It was Annie Lennox. I think that was her solo project.
I have Sweet Dreams on vinyl, just that single.
Mm-hmm. That song goes hard. No, it's not the same.
It's not a one-to-one. It's close, though.
I mean, I guess we can both speak on it because we are
both fat overweight. And, yeah.
But
do you think there's nothing you could have done to prevent you from being at the size you're at now?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I could have done. Well, there's a lot of stuff I actively do now that could prevent me from being the size that I am now.
Yeah, or bigger.
Yeah. Oh, no. I work out as hard as I do so I can still behave terribly.
That's how I flex on people. Listen, I could be 700 pounds.
Yeah. I could be big.
So I'm putting in the work.
I go to the gym. I toss up this weight. I do my personal best. I just came from the gym right now. I'm stanking right now. I jump right on the pot.
With
y'all listening to a funky motherfucker right now.
With Taryn Manning in your background?
That's a Hillbilly Elegy.
Who is that? Oh, is that a band or something?
No, it's a movie.
That's Taryn Manning though, right?
I don't know. That's Glenn Close though. It's just a very funny picture to me. I've actually never seen this movie.
I think that is Taryn Manning. She was also in the Britney Spears vehicle, Crossroads.
Taryn Manning.
She's your bag.
Don't do that.
Stop me when I tell a lie.
It's not her.
That's not Taryn Manning?
No, it's not. But she would have been great.
Oh, no. That's what's her name? That's Captain Marvel.
Who is Captain Marvel?
Brie Larson? Is that Brie Larson?
Oh, no. That's who is that?
That's Brie Larson. I can't see because it's small.
Hillbilly Elegy.
I'm going to put you on speaker
Kevin,
view.
Kevin, who started in Hillbilly Elegy?
That's Brie Larson.
Amy Adams. That's
not Amy Adams.
It is.
That's Brie Larson.
That's not Brie Larson.
Kevin, did you Google it or are you just going off the strength, off your memory?
Amy, oh. I knew that was Amy Adams. Yeah. Damn.
She kind of looks like Brie Larson. Now, Google, and now Kevin, see if you can find a side-to-side picture of Brie Larson and Amy Adams.
Taryn Manning don't look like either of them.
No, she doesn't. Is she kind of doing like a Taryn Manning mouth thing in this picture?
But... Oh, Taryn Manning got her queen with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know she got a queen.
Yeah.
Taryn Manning.
Okay, cool. I like Taryn Manning from Orange is the New Black. I didn't know who that was.
Yeah, she's also in 8 Mile.
Oh, I didn't see. Like I haven't seen that in years. So
she plays like the love interest in 8 Mile.
Yeah.
Oh, she do got her queen with her.
Okay. Okay, Taryn Manning, I see you.
Her queen got the edge up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they out here. All right. Did you find the side by side, Kevin? All right. Let's see. I would love a side by side with using this photo in particular, but beggars can't be choosers.
I don't see it.
Even Google is confused.
Yeah.
Now hold on. Is this Rachel McAdams or? Yeah, I mean they're not similar. Like they could play each other's stunt double.
They could play each other's stunt double.
Yeah, if you made a movie about Brie Larson and her stunt double, Amy Adams could play the stunt double. Like if you made a biopic about Brie Larson's career.
Who would be your stunt double?
In the movie about my life as an actor?
Yeah. Not your stand-in, your stunt double.
Am I playing me in the biopic or somebody else playing me?
You playing yourself because it's okay. One of the ones that get made like this year.
Right. This is my Netflix true story. Okay, so I'm playing me. My stunt double is, I don't know, probably Leonard.
That's fucked up. You saying he can't be in the movie?
No, he can't be in the movie.
For those of you who don't know, Leonard is a good friend and a fellow actor.
Yeah.
And so what Asana is saying is that he's a better performer and Leonard would only be able to be his stunt double.
No, he's playing my stunt double. No. Okay, so who's playing Leonard then? If Leonard is my stunt double?
Yeah, who's playing Leonard in the movie? Me?
Yeah. No, probably, Ron Funches is playing Leonard.
For all right, sure. Let's cast each other's biopics.
Okay.
But the biopic is just about this podcast. And we're not acting in the film. We wrote it.
All right.
So for Kevin, Tobey Maguire.
Hold on, I gotta see a picture. Kevin, share your screen so I can see your face.
This is the Flagrant Ones movie. So Tobey Maguire is playing.
Oh, so it's locked. That casting is locked. We've announced it on Deadline.
Yeah. Tobey Maguire as Kevin, Chef Kevin Bartelt.
All right, let's do Hayes and Sean next.
Sean is being played by
White? White man, actor. I'm trying to think of what Sean looks like.
I'm gonna throw Sean a bone. I'm gonna give Sean what's his name? These good looking guys.
Oh, I would say Sebastian.
I'm gonna give Sean Chris Hemsworth.
You gave him Chris Hemsworth? I was gonna give him Sebastian Stan. Do you know who Sebastian Stan is?
Nah, who's that?
He's the Winter Soldier.
Sebastian Stan.
How about Sebastian Maniscalco?
The stand-up?
Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying with that. All right,
with Sebastian Stan.
And
now we got to do Hayes.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, yep. That's a good Hayes. That's a good Hayes. All right, now Big CT. Who we casting is Big CT?
Y'all pick.
All right. Let me look at you. Hold on.
There's got to be somebody who can capture my essence, which ain't easy to do. Go ahead. Hold on. Let me get the gun.
Let me look.
I'm looking. Disrespectful.
I'm thumbing through my notes of comedic black actors. And they're playing your age right now.
Just in case y'all be disrespectful, Hillbilly. Just in case y'all be disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, Kevin. Do you have a pick?
I'm looking too.
Look, see, black man.
It might not be able to be a comedic actor. It might have to be a dramatic actor
trying
to capture my essence, which I
think. You know what? Hold on, how tall is... No, I don't think he's tall enough. I was going to say Taye Diggs. How tall is Taye Diggs?
He's shorter than me.
He's shorter than you? Okay, we got to find some. We got to find
much shorter than me.
And younger. Oh, you know what? Let's go with Winston Duke.
Winston Duke is me?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's about your height.
He's a couple inches taller than me.
Yeah, he got some comedic chops. I think he could do it.
I typed in Winston Dunk. Winston Duke.
Yeah, that was his nickname in high school on the basketball team.
All right, Winston Duke as me.
Hey, y'all, call me Winston Dunk.
Yeah.
My name is Lamar Layup. All right, let me see.
This movie's insane.
Winston Duke. And so we got Winston Duke as Carl.
Yeah.
We got Bradley Cooper as Hayes. We got Sebastian Stan as Sean. And we have Tobey Maguire as Kevin. Who's playing me?
Faison Love.
Don't do that.
Jaimin Hansu.
I was trying to figure out how to make a joke on Instagram about Jaimin Hansu the other day because he's always in the movies where I wanted to make a meme because he's always, if ever there's a movie where there's like an all white cast but they need a black guy for some reason, it's always Jaimin Hansu. Like, it's always him. It'll be like King Arthur and go meet your trainer in the dungeon. It's Jaimin Hansu.
I think, who can we get to play you?
Lil Rel Howery?
Lil Rel.
Lil Rel. Shaving bald?
Yeah, shaving bald. And,
Because he looked like he may have played a little ball. Hold on, did he play a little ball?
Who, Lil Rel?
Yeah.
No.
Nah, probably not, huh?
It's like 5'8".
Oh, is he 5'8"? Nah, we can't do that then. I got to be a little taller than that. Lil Rel probably work. Anthony Anderson? Nah, absolutely not. Lil Rel probably work.
Can Jared Leto play me?
Yeah.
In a bunch Jared of, Leto would capture your essence.
In a bunch of prosthetics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jared Leto.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
You got to start wearing eyeliner, though, Kevin.
Yeah.
Because his eyes are piercing.
Listen, man. This movie sucks.
Why does it suck?
Who's writing it? David Fincher?
We got to hire a writer.
Who's writing the movie?
Do we get a black writer?
No. No. Because they need to know who the mountain goats
no.
are.
No. Oh, that's right.
And
no, I mean, we could find a black person who knows who the mountain goats are.
You know who the mountain goats were?
I didn't, but some black, you know who they are.
I did not. I learned who the mountain goats were from Hayes and Sean. And what's really funny is there was a moment in the live show chat one time where somebody was like, it really gave a face to the fan base, to portions of the fan base. I won't indict everyone who enjoys the show, but this one guy goes, I guess Carl's just gonna do another obscure R&B reference, and I'm like, yeah, because everybody knows who the mountain goats are.
It's pretty good. It's pretty like, good.
Got him.
Everybody knows who the mountain goats are. So because I say Johnny Gill, everybody is like, what is Carl talking about? Ooh, mountain goats. Did they ever have a number one hit?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no. Man. All right, so like, guess who did have a number one hit?
Who?
Johnny Gill.
What if it's co-written by Ryan Coogler and the Mountain Goats?
Yes, it's co-written by Ryan Coogler and the Mountain Goats. They have a writer's room.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what the Mountain Goats look like.
I could tell you right now. They probably look like Hayes and Sean, honestly.
They look like they got a pod for sure.
Yeah.
They do look like they got a pod. Like they look like Scott, Andy Daly, Paul F. Tompkins. And
they can play them in the movie as like a cameo.
Yeah. 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 So Scott, Andy Daly, Paul F. Tompkins. Right.
And like, who's the dude with the beard in the back? Nick Offerman or something?
I'm blanking on my dude's name. This is crazy. Matt Gourley is who I was thinking of. That's my dog. Matt Gourley could be in this band.
See, the guy in the front kind of looks like John Hodgman a little bit.
John Hodgman.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, cool. So we could have Scott, John Hodgman.
Uh-huh.
Paul F. Tompkins.
And Matt Besser.
Also, and Matt Besser. But the dude... Yeah, the dude with the beard kind of looks like homeboy from Mr. Show, John Ennis.
John Ennis. I don't know who that looks. I don't know who that is. Let me see. I mean, with that beard, he could be also be David Cross. Like, it doesn't, yeah, you know.
Nah, David Cross don't have that much hair.
Oh, that's true.
That dude's got a good solid head of hair on him.
No wigs allowed in this movie.
Mountain goats.
Everybody come natural. John, okay, oh, yeah, so, yeah, John Ennis. I got you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Co-written by Ryan Coogler and the Mountain Goats, and people are playing the Mountain Goats.
Yeah, yeah, those in people the movie, are playing, yeah, the Mountain Goats.
Uh-huh.
Because they come to shoot me because I didn't know who they were. They come press me.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so is there anybody else from life or this podcast that we want to cast in this movie? Or is that everybody?
Andy?
Andy. Oh, yeah, we forgot about Andy.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yes, Andy is Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
JGL, baby.
Yeah.
There we go. A lot of men in this movie. A lot of men.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of men.
Do we have any
boys? Hella
boys. Any ladies we want to add to the cast? Any pod-related ladies? Damn, this episode is really an indictment on podcasting in general.
Our booker, Natalie, she's very cool. I don't know.
Okay, I've never seen Natalie, so I wouldn't know who play her, but.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to meet her in 3 weeks myself. She lives in Chicago, so I guess I can do a part two in January.
Yeah. Let's just say Scarlett Johansson, just to help her out.
Yep. Yeah. ScoJo.
Yeah.
Have people ScoJo. Have people who listen to this ever seen Leah, Kevin?
I think
probably
so.
Probably not, huh?
Not like on the Zoom or anything, but
just in life.
Maybe on my Instagram.
Right, who's playing Leah? Leah's being played by, we can give Brie Larson.
Yeah,
Leah,
yeah.
Brie Larson.
Wow. That's, yeah. She'll
Tobey
like
McGuire
that.
And Brie Larson is Leah. Mm-hmm. Julie.
Julie is who?
I'm going to give Julie Courtney Cox.
And Courtney Cox like 50 years old.
60, shit. I'm gonna give Julie
maybe what's her name from Pitch Perfect or something. Like one of them. One of them from Pitch Perfect.
Which one are you talking about, you creep?
Anna
Kendrick, that's what I'm thinking of. Somebody like that, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe somebody like that.
What's the plot? Like, what's happening in this movie?
We trying to schedule the podcast.
but I get
and
kidnapped.
Scott, even though Scott is playing Mount Goat, Scott is played by.
Oh yeah, Scott has to be in the movie. Like somebody has to play Scott.
Maybe the guy from the Mountain Goats plays Scott.
Yeah,
and they have to have a one-on-one scene together where they argue about something. Yeah. Hey man, we can't wear the same outfit to the party.
Uh-huh. How about Julie? So Asan and Julie is Jaimin Hazu and Megan Fox.
Hell yeah.
Is Jaimin Hazu using his regular accent?
Yes. Hello, I am a son. Carl, I hate you. You are not funny.
The Clippers are overrated.
The Clippers suck. The Cowboys are the best team. I love the Cowboys. I love C.D. Lamb. I love Micah Parsons. The Clippers suck. You suck. Everybody on Comedy Bang Bang is funnier than you.
Jaimin Hazu. Where is it, Diamond?
And Winston Duke is me. It's like, stop hating on me.
Hating on me.
You will stop this hating on me now, Asan. What are you saying?
And the tension.
I am not hating on you. I have always given you your flowers. But you
I
suck.
Got five
you are not.
On it.
Ba boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
But in this movie, Scott and the dude from Mountain Ghost both got on red jumpsuits because they each other's doppelganger.
Yeah.
I got five on it. Stupid.
Who else we got?
Who else is in the movie? Do you want to do any of the big team members?
Ronnie is played by we'll give Ronnie a Leon. Ronnie's played by Leon.
From Five Heartbeats?
Yeah.
He's also 60.
Yeah. Lamar is played by Evan Ross.
Who is Evan Ross?
Google him. That's Diana Ross's son, who's married to Ashley Simpson.
Oh, yeah. Let me Google him. That's funny.
Or Michael Ealy. Lamar is played by Michael Ealy.
Michael Ealy with some overalls on.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get some fish. Ish you remember that?
Yeah.
Ish is played by like Evan Ross.
Ish is played by the dude from Get Out.
Oh, Evan Ross. Okay, who is played by who? You said who?
Ish is played by the dude from Get Out with Daniel Kaluuya.
Okay, yeah. And Iffy, what about Iffy?
Iffy is played by, we got to give somebody, Iffy is played by a retired football player who's trying to break into acting. Iffy's played by
he's played by what's the dude's name who was in he was in the A-Team. Oh, Quentin Rampage Jackson.
Yeah. Iffy is played by Rampage Jackson. Who am I missing? Zeke is played by, so Evan Ross is Lamar and Zeke is Michael Ealy.
Okay, all right. I think we got it. Big team. You want to do any grand crew members?
Nicole is played by herself.
Mm-hmm.
Echo is not played by himself. Echo is played by,
but he's played by an echo type.
Yeah, he's played by an echo. He's played by an unknown, a relative introducing. Echo type.
And
Phil is played by,
yeah, we gotta get Phil in there.
Who is Phil played by?
Oh, he could be played by what's the dude's name? What's the dude's name from the new Matrix movie? Because he just shaved his head. Yahya Abdul-Mateen, I think is his name.
Yahya.
The dude from, what else is he in? He's in something else too. Black Mirror, but I'm trying to think he was in something else.
Yeah, Phil could be played by Yahya.
Yeah, I like this cast, man. It's a diverse movie.
His dude is so attractive.
Yeah, that's a good looking brother right there.
Yeah, I know who I'm played by.
Who you played by?
Serge Ibaka. you can have Winston Duke.
Serge Ibaka.
I'm played by Serge Ibaka.
Serge Ibaka. He got that French accent the whole time.
Why you hating on me, or son? Why are you hating on me?
On me. You don't want to be played by Paul George? Jesus himself?
I don't look like him.
That's true. You think you look like Serge Ibaka?
I look exactly like Serge Ibaka.
The finest nigga in professional basketball.
that would be insane of me to be played by Paul George. I don't look like him.
Now,
this casting has to be real, true to life.
Who is the finest dude in male sports?
Serge Ibaka, I would say.
You think it's Serge Ibaka?
Yeah.
I was looking at somebody the other day. I'm like, Tristan Thompson.
He's a good looking guy. And that,
to me, he's the most like stereotypically fine basketball player.
I think Serge definitely looked better than Tristan.
You think so?
Yes. Right. Look at their bodies.
All right, hold on. Let me look. Kevin, can you Google Tristan Thompson?
Tristan is very attractive. But Serge looked better than Tristan, bro. Tristan has the outside children to prove that he's good looking. But
Tristan Thompson looks like a 6 foot. How tall is he? 6'6"?
6'11".
Oh, wow. He's like a tall Party Next Door. That's what he looks like to me. You know what Party Next Door looks like?
No. Can't say that I do.
Party Next Door. Look up. Now you see his face? Now, Kevin, Google Party Next Door.
He may be 6'10". I don't see this.
You don't see it?
No.
Cut the dreads off?
But Party Next Door is going to play Ty Dolla $ign in our movie.
That's nuts. Because at that point, just get Ty Dolla $ign. Don't get another R&B artist.
Gonna pay somebody else.
He's going to play Party Next Door.
He's going to play my manager, Lucas.
Is that what your manager, Lucas, looks like?
Not in the slightest.
Is Lucas a Jewish man?
Yeah. No, he's not Jewish. I don't think Lucas is Jewish. I don't think so.
You never thought to ask.
I don't want to misgender his religion.
I like having all these gorgeous basketball players and all of the mountain goats.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the movie's essentially five basketball players and the mountain goats.
All right, so we'll cast white women from our big team from the NBA. So here, pull up the Google, Kevin.
Here's the big team starting five. Yeah.
So let's see here. I am
Serge Ibaka.
I'm Serge Ibaka.
All right, who's Lamar?
Lamar is Jordan Poole. Google Jordan Poole.
Kevin, you got to share your screen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but take first. Down that porn toe.
Yeah. Porn Every toe, time Kevin toe. Doesn't share his screen, he goes right back to porn toe.
Anyway.
Yeah, back to what I was doing. Okay, there we go. Jordan, what is his name?
Jordan Poole.
So, all right, that's Lamar.
Lamar, Ronnie is, we were just joking about this. Dwayne Dedman. Look up Dwayne Dedman.
Is it spelled Dead Man?
Dedmon.
Oh, okay. So
Dwayne Dedman. This is Ronnie. This is Ronnie.
That's funny.
Look at that picture.
That the one on the right. No, this one right here, like the second picture. Yeah, big Ron Bone.
So Ronnie's Dwayne Dedman. Zeke is Kelly Oubre.
Does Kelly Oubre still have hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Yeah. Kelly, or he might even could be one of the Ball brothers, honestly.
Zeke?
Yeah.
Nah.
You don't think so?
I think this is a better fitting.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Iffy is damn, that's tough.
Iffy. Let me see.
Who's he looking like?
Dwight Howard?
Von Miller. If he's Von Miller, we gonna mix leagues.
We gonna mix leagues.
Yeah,
but you gotta find one with glasses though.
Yeah, huh? That one right there. Yeah, if he's Von Miller. Yeah.
Now that's Von Miller as Iffy making fun of Carl.
Who else we got? Who am I missing?
Ish.
Oh, Ish. Ish is played by who is Ish? Jimmy Butler.
I was gonna say Kyrie Irving.
Similar,
right? Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that's funny. That's the roster five. Right there, and then the Mountain Goats.
Played by Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah. Super ego as the Mountain Goats.
Yeah. Yeah. And who do we say was playing Scott?
The guy from the Mountain Goats.
The guy from the Mountain Goats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This has been our 100th episode. What were you about to say?
No, I think we did it.
Yeah, I think we did it. I think we have accomplished in 100 episodes what we set out to do, mm-hmm. Cast this movie.
Have listeners listen to us Google image.
Yeah. When we pitched the show to Kevin, we said, Kevin, how can we have listeners watch us Google stuff?
What we want to do, what we want to accomplish is we want the listener to hear what we Google. And not say it in a way that they know what we're talking about. Good night.